It is a Wednesday morning. That means officially we welcome in Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. It's great to see you guys. It's not pouring down rain, so I'm happy.
There you go.
There's no rain in the forecast. They forecast rain?
Yeah.
Oh,
forecasting in the rain most of the rest of the week. Yeah.
Well,
off and on.
Off and on.
Yeah.
Well, the housing market continues to move in one direction or another.
That means, you know, it's in sort of a state of flux, right?
It's kind of in a limbo right now. I got to tell you, though, if I had a house and I was thinking, or any property, land, house, you know, mobile home, manufactured house, anything, if I was thinking about selling it, I would seriously and consider doing it now. Seriously consider.
Why now?
Because there's some weakening showing up in the economy and on a global basis and on a national basis and in our area too. So let me just tell you what a lot of analysts are predicting, that, you know, that the housing market could see a withdrawal of up to 25%. I do not believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that housing prices are going to roll back. I just believe that the momentum is going to continue to diminish like it currently is. Okay, so I don't think we're going to have a rollback in prices where I think your prices, you're protected there. There's nothing to substantiate that. There's still a tremendous need for housing, and there's definitely a draw on that, even though we're seeing a lot of buyer activity fall out of place in terms of being poised to buy a house right now. And with the Fed's expected to raise the interest rates again today, I think they're announcing that today, that's going to put people out of the house buying mode, you know, make affordability challenging for people. And that's really the key there. So I think that what we're seeing right now is just a softening in the market. And remember, the real estate market is not much different than any other market in the fact that it has its highs and its lows and goes through, you know, different positions throughout the course of the year and you know, the decade in general.
Right.
So in our area, we've seen about a 10% pullback in pending sales. So this is about the third month in a row we've seen pending sales. That means future closings on houses diminish slightly, about 10%. So this is the third month for that.
Have asking prices come down a little bit as
they
well?
They have. People and new home construction, pending sales have slowed down, way slowed down, into the fact that even this local builder in our area is offering incentives for the first time in many, you know, years to buy one of their new construction homes. So when you see builders on a national level, they're feeling the softening. They'll feel it first because they have construction projects all over the country. So they'll feel it. When they feel it, they'll start doing things to stimulate growth or stimulate activity, and by offering incentives or lowering prices. Those are the type of things that we see when that when builders get in that situation on a national level.
But like all of us, they're certainly keeping a very close eye on things like supply chains, the ability to be able to obtain not just building materials, but things like appliances and so forth.
Building materials have continued to be a challenge, especially in the windows. I don't know why windows particularly, but I hear a lot about glass and windows being a big challenge. Lumber prices are going down, though. That's a good thing. You know, building material prices on what we have available, keep in mind that, thank God, here in the United States, we produce all the lumber that we use, and we export a lot of it out. So thank goodness we have the trees to be able to do
that.
A viable industry. And that's starting to come down in price. And that's the first thing that happens when you see an economy getting ready to possibly be challenged. The first thing that happens is that people stop buying. The second thing that happens is the manufacturers and or people that own these properties, in order to sell them, they have to have X amount of sales. They'll drop the prices till they find a happy spot or sweet spot where people will be willing to buy. So it's really important that we go through, you know, these type of situations, that we understand that it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of a very, very strong housing market that has been undersupplied for 20 years.
And we have gone through in our lives similar sorts of things.
We have
recessions. We got the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009. You know, even go back further to 1979, 1980.
You're right.
We lived all through those.
1981.
It was ideal.
It was, you know, the one that I remember the most.
And even the dot-com collapse, really, at 2000.
And that, you know, every 10 years, as a rule, there's a correction in the market. And when I say correction, it's not a good correction. It's always a bad correction. So that always happens every 10 years. Really, it's 11 years, to be exact. But we're beyond that and you know, we're into a new phase now. Now, every situation, like the Great Recession, comparably speaking to, if in fact that our country does go into a recession in the next week or two, the situation is never going to be exactly alike. Never situations are exactly alike. They're similar in some respects, but they're never exactly alike. What drove us in the Great Recession back, you know, in 2007 and 2008.
Wonky financial products.
Was bad financial products. Yeah. Exactly. This particular situation is driven by inflation. I mean, if we go into a recession now, it's going to be because inflation has taken over a lot of people and gotten their attention, and it has, including myself. I mean, this inflation thing is nothing to joke about. It's a very, very serious thing. If you don't believe me, do your grocery shopping. Go to the grocery store. I mean, gas prices have only come down 60 cents since the high. I mean, that's not a lot. There's talk about them going back up. See, everybody wants a piece of the going up. They just don't want to have a piece of the going down, but they unfortunately
do. If you want to play, you got to pay.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that factor into looking at our economy on a national basis and local, too, is GDP, gross domestic product. How much is produced there? Well, they're getting ready today or tomorrow to announce the second quarter of 2022's final numbers on that. But the first quarter, we were down 1.6%. They're estimating the second quarter to be down 1.5%. Two quarters connected. Two identical
quarters.
That's
a technical definition.
It's a technical definition of possibly a pullback in the economy. So I don't use the word R. I'm not going to use that R word. It's a very strong word. But I just want people to realize that it's not the end of the world.
No.
But it may be the end of a great selling season if we don't get our houses and properties on the market right now and don't wait.
I think don't wait because of the things you mentioned. You know, the announcement today of the next hike in interest rates and so forth. You know, time is of the essence. Definitely. At this juncture in history, I think.
It is, and I think that how we react going forward and how carefully we move going forward, making good calculated decisions, and if you're interested in real estate, whether it be a buying, investing, or a selling mode, definitely talk to somebody who's experienced and been through these type of times multiple times. And, you know, that's the one thing I tell our agents and when I speak to them, that Carl and I have been through these recessions, and we understand them, and we've actually, our market share grew each time.
Very good.
Yeah, but you have to understand how the technical parts of them work, and a lot of people don't give that much thought. We give it a tremendous amount of thought, so therefore when we're teaching or holding our classes, that our agents know exactly what to expect and how to be, you know, successful in those environments.
Pursuing that, where do you get the relevant data that you use?
You know, that's a great question, Carl. I mean, we read. I mean, Carla and I are reading and listening constantly to data that's gathered by many, many people from all over the place. I mean, we have a tremendous amount. We have a thirst for knowledge. And so because of that, we're always in tune to what's going on. And now you have to discern the difference between.
You better have a filter.
a guess and reality. And that's where your own inner feeling comes in. I believe it. I call it the God factor, but it's that voice inside of you that you listen to. You say, you know, that's true. That doesn't sound true. You know, that type of thing. So you have to be able to discern that. That's really a huge part of, as you get older, I think you learn more to listen to your inner voice. And I believe that that's God's way of talking to you. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, and it's certainly, if you will, a secular way of saying experience.
Yeah, for sure. So it's, the times are exciting going forward. I think that it's going to be really critical that people who are interested in buying and selling real property right now really bring on somebody who's very, very experienced in this. I mean, I would not just try somebody new in this particular situation. I would definitely look for some experience here.
You know, someone will just check with their neighbors or maybe some folks in their social club and this sort of thing. You know, who did right by you for real estate and this sort of thing? Word of mouth type of thing. That can be dangerous.
It can be because, you know, in a normal environment where a real estate transaction doesn't really require a lot of effort, it kind of like cruise controls itself through the process, that will work with someone who doesn't have that experience. But on most of my clients come to me because I have a tremendous amount of experience, and I've been down this road before, and I've been down their road before, and even though their story isn't exactly alike, it's very similar to 100 other ones or 1,000 other ones. So that's really important, and I think that's what people, why they gravitate towards me and Premier Homes, is because we have the knowledge base.
Have you ever given an example, if you can, off the top of your head, if you can't, I understand, of something went wrong and your buyer, your seller freaked out and you were like, don't worry about it. This is what's going to happen.
So yeah, I did. I recently had a house that I put on the market for a seller, and I put it at a number that I thought was high. And then because of the house and the location of it, the property was located, it had like 15 to 20% higher bids on it. And my seller was all excited. I says, well, you know, I just want you to know that this is not 100% realistic because it hasn't been appraised yet.
Right.
The appraiser will make the correction. All these people were doing is trying to win a bid. They knew that the appraisal would make the correction.
Now, if somebody came in with a cash offer, that's different.
Now, that would have been a beautiful story. Yeah. But that didn't happen. But my seller was so excited to pick up an additional, you know, $40,000,
right.
And in reality, they're not going to really get $40,000 because the appraisal is going to adjust the price.
I'm surprised the house was offered without an appraisal already ready.
So the banks, if you get a loan, Carl, and you could do pre-appraisals, just like you could do pre-home inspections. We don't really push those because if you know your numbers, like I do, and most of my agents do, all of my agents do, they know what the value of the house is. We already know that it's crystal clear what the value of the house is and how much most likely it will be appraised for.
Ah, okay.
So the reason why you can't get an appraisal in advance and use it too much is because the bank will require an independent appraisal that they go through an appraisal service, randomly select an appraiser and go out there. Nobody knows that appraisal we didn't get was Bill Hall's brother, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why banks require their own appraisal. They have to order their own appraisal as a part of their mortgage due diligence.
Great information. Great guy. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, Premier Homes and Properties, sponsors this portion of the program. How do folks get in touch, Bill?
There's only one way. You have to pick up the phone, and you should do it now. That number is 946-7575. Call, ask me a question, let me help you. Even if you don't want to sell or buy anything right now, if I can just answer a question regarding real estate, I'd be happy to do it. But now's a great time to get involved in either buying or selling, especially selling. So I would definitely give that some serious thought. My office number is 530-7077, but the 423-946-7575 is definitely the best number to get hold of me.
946-7575. Bill Hall, talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.